What happens with a business very often is that when it's not systemized and you're not doing things, you're not thinking big, what you can do as a very small mom and pop business, you can't do as a larger business. So cutting corners, having salespeople say whatever they need to say to close a deal will work maybe when you have two or three salespeople. But that won't work when you try to scale. Because if you don't have the salespeople reined in on a very tight leash, they will say stupid shit and get you in trouble. This is a fact, okay? So one of the first lessons of building an effective team, and I made this mistake myself, okay, in the beginning, and I'll never make it again, is that you have to be grounded in ethics for the sales force. You cannot be telling your sales force in the beginning, just rip death. You see it in the movie, it's funny, right? But you have to balance out the high pressure and the aggressiveness with them saying the right things. They cannot be saying whatever it takes to close a sale. Because ultimately that will either get you in trouble or you'll develop a culture that spirals out of control.
Sobald ihr eine Einmaligkeit habt, müsst ihr versuchen, euch unkopierbar zu machen. Deswegen sind Patente so wichtig für große Firmen, weil sie sich unkopierbar machen aufgrund des Rechts. Wir können kein Patent draufsetzen auf eine bestimmte Recruiting-Strategie. Aber mit der Zeit müsst ihr euch unkopierbar machen. Ihr müsst das, worin ihr extrem gut seid, drauf double down. Ja? Ich denke hier an Positionierung. Ich werde jetzt nicht die Positionierung der einzelnen Leute von euch herausschreien, weil sonst verfehle ich ja komplett den Sinn und Zweck meiner gesamten Präsentation. Aber wenn ihr gerade was habt, was extrem gut funktioniert, weil ihr eine bestimmte Positionierung habt, dann double down. Was wir heute gemacht haben, hat noch keiner gemacht. Wir haben den ersten Speaker geholt, das kam gut an, es hat eine Welle erzeugt. Was haben wir gemacht? Double down. Und haben das geclaimed, das Territorium Monaco ist geclaimed. Jeder deutsche Dienstleister, der eine Mastermind in Monaco macht, macht Sales Hacks jetzt nach.
Wenn ich in den Markt schaue, gut, ich kenne jetzt nicht jede Agentur, aber die wenigsten haben irgendwie so ein Zugehörigkeitsgefühl oder bei den wenigsten, also die meisten haben gute Referenzen, die meisten sehen irgendwie alle gleich aus, aber bei keinem verspüre ich irgendwie das Gefühl, was ich spüre, wenn ich, keine Ahnung, in den Ferrari steige oder sowas. Es ist nirgendwo, es ist alles so plastisch, es ist alles so neutral, einfach nur, du willst Mitarbeiter, kriegst Mitarbeiter, du willst das, kriegst du das. So, bei den wenigsten ist die Experience richtig, richtig geil und bei fast gar keinem gibt es eine Möglichkeit, sich zugehörig zu fühlen und irgendwie zu einem Brand Advocate zu mutieren. Bei ganz wenig. Also ich kenne ehrlicherweise gar keinen.
You can beat 90 out of 100 people. So you'll beat 90% of people just by turning up every day on time. I've measured this over years and years and years. Most people, like 90% of people, cannot turn up to their job on time, which means 5 minutes early, for 3 months in a row. They just can't do it. Have you experienced this before?
Yes.
Right? And there's always an excuse. So you will beat 90% of people just by turning up every day. Pretty easy so far. Is it reasonable to expect you to come in 5 minutes early, 3 months in a row? Is that fair? Yeah, easy. Okay, great. So you're already ahead of 90% of people. Now you're in the top 10. Who would like to be better than top 10? You want to? Okay, great. So to be better than top 10, to be 99% of people, not all of them, but 99, you're actually the 99th person. You're the second sort of thing. You have to turn up every day on time, same thing, but this time you have to have a plan. So turn up every day on time with a plan.
Und ich glaube, das ist eins der wichtigsten Dinge, die ihr mitnehmen könnt in so einem Bereich. Und das ist die Genialität im System. Das ist das, was das Gehirn erkennt. Es erkennt Sympathie immer, es erkennt die Vorteile, die ich habe, wenn ich bei dir kaufe. Es erkennt die Genialität und diesen Wow-Effekt, den du kreieren musst, und da gehe ich jetzt drauf ein. Es erkennt Entertainment und Humor. Also alle großen Brands haben eigentlich diese Sachen. Oder zumindest 80% davon. Ja. So, was meine ich mit Genialität im System? Beispiel, ihr kennt unsere Trading-Brand. Vielleicht gehen wir noch darauf als Beispiel, weil das relativ einfach ist. Also Day-Trading ist jetzt nichts Special, gab es schon immer. Ja. Was machen wir? Wir machen eigentlich Volumen-Trading. In dem Bereich bewerben wir das. Und wir gehen jetzt heran und suchen diesen Punkt, wo die Leute sagen, okay, das ist genial. Wir suchen diesen einen Punkt, der sagt, okay, das ist different, das ist krass, ich muss mich damit beschäftigen. Du musst immer kreieren dieses, ich brauche das. So, das Ding ist, wenn wir jetzt Trading klassisch bewerben würden mit, hey, finanzielle Freiheit und bla, schön. Dann hast du den einen Punkt abgedeckt, dann hast du die Sympathie, also wenn die Person sympathisch ist, dann hast du diesen Need, also die Vorteile und so. Aber wenn du wirklich groß werden willst, musst du die Genialität im System finden und dich absetzen.
Let the other talk first and when you add, you are perceived as added value. You want to be perceived as added value. So ask them, what's your probability? What could go wrong? once in German, wenn die Quelle versiegt. So if there is no more thought, you add yours and say, have you thought about this? Have you thought about this? And make it in a question. For those who had been with me on a table and discussion, when you ask a question, important, the voice should go up at the end of the sentence. You should not say, have you thought about that? Have you thought about that? Because this feels like a command. Do you hear the difference? Have you thought about that? Do you want to do this? It feels like a command. When I say, have you thought about that? Do you want to do this? It feels like an option. So when you offer options, your voice, what we call dolphin voice pattern, you offer this. Now, your added value. Next, important for you is, these are all the problems. This is great because you collect first all the problems. You do not discuss them. Because people love to discuss immediately when you throw a problem, they start to discuss it. And then everything else will not be on the table. Now, you have it all collected. Now you ask the team, which of the problems we want to tackle? Now you ask, can we influence that problem directly or indirectly? People only are motivated if they have the feeling that they can influence something directly or indirectly. Otherwise, they feel lost.
The best people in the business just appear to be the best because they've done it for so long. And that's it. Maybe they're more networked, sure. Maybe they were born rich, sure. Maybe in my world, they're from New York City. That helps. Maybe they went to those schools. That helps. Right? Maybe they married into a huge family or they're part of a real estate family. That helps. I don't have any of that. None of it. But what I do have is an unwavering confidence, right? Mixed with being incredibly humble because I'm not from there and I don't have any money. And I put those two things together and I can create something really, really powerful. And as long as I do the work will take care of me. And that was that thing that really drove me moving forward. Take care of the work and the work will take care of you. Don't think about the money. Don't think about the sale. Don't think about the deal or the commission. Think about the work. If you just do the work day in and day out, the work will then take care of you, right? And it can be super helpful. That deal, my commission was like $24,000. And I remember getting that check. It was like one check. It was the most money I'd ever seen personally in my life. And I remember going to the bank and depositing it with my dad because I was like just super proud. I was like, look at this. Look at this. Did this. And I didn't have to use my hands or anything. Just had to use my mouth, okay? And then put that into the bank, deposited the money that way. And then my dad was like kind of like, okay, it doesn't matter. Like, you found one woman who found you. Imagine how many deals you could do if you went out and found other people. Like, let's stand outside in New York City, even here, even where you're all from. Every single person outside is a client, in my world anyway, right? In the real estate world, everyone's a client. And now with social, every single person is a potential customer. Every single person that's there. They're a passive audience that you are pulling into your message. You're pushing out different things to get them excited to then pull them back into your business that way. And that was a really, really huge light bulb moment for me.